State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang, you see it, baby Jane is here. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. And representing Detroit, the first nigga from Detroit artist to pull up on Big Facts. Give it up for Ice.
This is a milestone, yes.
History, you know what I'm
saying? What's up, man? Long time coming, man. What took you so long to come see us?
Man, you already know, man. Niggas just been grinding.
I caught this nigga in the mall. This nigga's supposed to been came months ago.
Timing is everything. Timing is everything.
Yeah, timing is everything.
This feel like the right time.
I'm one of them niggas that like to work to where I, you know what I mean, to where I land. I don't be wanting to move off relationships with everything. I wouldn't deserve my position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want a lot of myself. I got a lot of, I know so many motherfuckers, like I got so many ties with shit. Like I could been had a lot of shit, but it's like, I work, like as far as my work, I feel like I ain't deserve certain shit. So I be wanting to climb up that motherfucking ladder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like nigga just be lying to herself. You know what I mean? I could have been had a son with a certain nigga, Pluto. I could have been had all that shit, but at the time, I ain't deserve that shit, so.
And it wasn't going to come out right. Like, if you came out, it would have been a bigger look. It would have been like, such and such feature, some nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, now, when you do features, you can do features with anybody. You can do a feature with Drake, whoever. Nigga be like,
gonna look
he's
right.
Supposed, exactly.
Supposed to get that shit.
The real shit. So,
when you just doing shit, move. That's why I like them relationships. It's good to know motherfuckers, but you ain't gotta force your hand when you know people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know a motherfucker that probably own this club and some shit like that. That don't mean just call a nigga like, yeah, I'm outside. Let me. You ain't gotta take advantage of every relationship. You know what I mean? It's just good to know people.
That's what it is. So now you've been having a hell of a 2021. What we doing moving forward, man? What could we look forward to? Like running down what Ice Wave has got going on so everybody know what time it is.
I'm a hustler. I'm a whatever. I got a movie out right now called Price of Love. That motherfucker on Amazon Prime, Tubi, everywhere. We getting ready to shoot another one called Tag. It's going to be like an updated Detroit version of New Jersey Drive.
With banking.
I got to get banking. Got to get gang in that dirt. I'm on whatever, though. Hella mixtapes. I'm dropping my first album real soon. We just moving. I'm a hustler, bro. I'm on whatever.
You still got a deal or you indie night?
I'm independent.
Independent?
Yeah.
Okay. Feel better that way?
I got rich out of there.
Okay. Preach.
Honestly, say I got rich.
Preach.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't wealthy. But I got rich. I'm from the streets. You know, 10,000, we was rich. Yeah. My first 10,000, they couldn't tell me shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I go buy the whole motherfucking mall. That tyranny. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be able to genuinely say I got rich, that shit means something. And I ain't do it till I got up on my deal. And it wasn't no, like, no bad relationship. I was in a good deal with good people. Mm-hmm. It's just like you said, that timing was off. It's just timing wasn't right. And I feel like they didn't understand who I was and what I represented and what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't with skipping the line. I ain't trying to skip the line. I ain't trying to come out the gate and have this and have that all on the big side before the people tapped in with my music. I like to get the street. You know what I'm saying?
If I gotta sell you my vision, then we don't need to be partners.
That's a fact. And I felt like I had to sell my vision to them. And even when I was selling, they weren't buying that motherfucker. But I, you know what I'm saying? But I believe in so much of what I'm doing, I risk not having no major deal so I can do what I want. I believe in myself that much. I'm so confident in what, ain't no lies in my story. So
they,
like,
see you now though.
They, yeah, see, now they see it. They see it. You know what I mean? All is well though. You know what I mean? It's all love. It's all gangster. It was all good. You know what I mean? Ethiopia had a good relationship. Shout out to Dang. You know what I'm saying? That's the A&R that Sam.
No, Ethiopia did my dog.
That's my baby.
Yeah, that's my girl.
She's so solid. She let me on, but they don't do that.
Yeah.
I know motherfuckers that was stuck.
I ain't know that's who you signed to. Yeah, she's solid. Sure.
It was motherfuckers stuck and they deal for years and couldn't get out. Eso gangster, whatever shit. She like, listen, we going to figure it out later on. If you got to go do what you got to do right now, that, you know, we'll come back full circle somehow. You know what I mean? So, right, like, she is somebody that I do business with even in the future. Like, I ain't leading no label where it's like, nah, I can't fuck with them. Shorty, she got it. She a smart woman. She a good woman.
Now, if you was to go in a situation, that'd be easy because you already done set the foundation of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, shit, now you going there, man. Hey, man. Catch me out.
Man, think I ain't, man. Listen, man, we want this. Goddamn, we want this. You know what I mean? I signed my deal when I was in a halfway house. Fresh out the feds, my manager Chanel, she had to fly to LA and do the deal for me. I was only out home for what, like 10 days, literally sitting in the halfway house. So in my mind, I'm like, shit, you know, I'm already just let. I need. I'm gonna fuck what they got. They got $20. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah,
we're gonna sign.
Trying to get in a better situation.
Hell yeah, it wasn't even about the money. I just need to put myself in a bigger position. You know what I mean? Just especially like when you lead that type of system. You know, when you go in front of judge, everybody a rapper. You know what I mean? So it's just like, for me, let me show them people I'm really young. Yeah. That's really what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So
how it all start for you? Not the rap shit. I'm saying how it all start for you. Like,
as far as like what? Like, just
like
everything.
Made you want to be a hustler? Made you want to get some paper? Whatever. Like
that shit. I feel like that shit was in me because it wasn't no situation where like nobody. Of course, I got motivated by the niggas that was in my hood, but really made me want to do that shit was like. You know, we young niggas running around the hood. We want to do shit. We trying to wipe niggas' cars down. We on all that trying to get some money. And for some reason, we ain't had a type of hood where the OGs would pull up and bless niggas. Huh, here y'all go. Y'all go, huh? This for y'all. Y'all bust that down. Y'all split that up. That shit more made me like, man, I'll never be like them niggas.
Yeah.
I'm going to give me some money. I'm going to do this shit different. You know what I mean? So just seeing the cars niggas had, the jewelry, and just that whole wave, that whole sauce. You know, but like I was talking to my little cousin the other day. He was around the same shit, but he went to the Navy. Got married early. He lived a proper life and grew up around the exact same shit I grew up in. So that's what made me realize that shit was in me. Because you can be around something and don't become, you ain't got to be a product of your environment. But if you around that shit and you adapt to it, that mean that shit was in you. That's what, that shit drove me there. So he around what I'm around, but he went to school and he did everything the right way. So that was in him. You know what I mean? Like, it was in him to be the way he is. So I just realized, like, this shit just always been in me. You know what I mean? I know niggas just be saying shit, like, all the time. Niggas get on interviews making themselves seem like El Chapo or, like, motherfucking Sammy the Bull before he told niggas and killed him. Man, I really had my first blood when I was in the eighth grade in real life. You know what I mean? So I just always told myself, I'm going to be a hustler, but I ain't going to do it this way. I ain't got to do it this way. I don't want to be in the streets level. I ain't trying to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Do what I gotta do. Like, I want to. That's my nigga right there. I got Columbus on lock. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, with me though, that shit just like, man, I'm gonna do this shit because I want to do it. This shit in me, bro. I want to take care of my mama, take care of my family. I ain't like watching my mama struggle. You know, I had everything I wanted as a kid, shoes, all that shit. But I knew the difference. You know what I'm saying? I knew we ain't really had that shit. I knew she was going out of her way to buy me drawers.
She's making miracles happen.
She making miracles happen, man. In real life, working at AJ Wright. I got on all the shit that all the kids with money got on. Avies, Pellies, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
What you think? What you think the difference is from the streets and the music industry?
What's so crazy, like, the morals is different. The way niggas go about shit, the way niggas think is different. But as far as what come with it, nah, it ain't no difference no more. Just like you get indicted in the streets, you'll get indicted off a rap.
Real shit.
You get a conspiracy either way. You get a conspiracy off a song. You conspiracy on the phone, selling something. Mm-hmm. It's the same shit. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers got to be teed up. You can't go nowhere just thinking this shit sweet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then with the new wave, everybody saying they got ops, they got all that. Everybody want that wave, and them people be what they be on that shit. I don't post no guns in my videos and shit. So it ain't no different no more. They made it that way. But as far as the way a nigga look at shit and the morals, it's a big difference. Yeah. I know I don't think like a lot of niggas that make music. I know that for a fact. I see the way niggas act with their homies and know that. I know it's a difference.
These niggas, what you mean when you say that? What you mean?
These niggas got their homies. They got a nigga they growing up with go to the store and get ice.
But what if that's his job, though?
What if that's his job?
Yeah.
To get ice?
Some nigga might want that to be their job.
And that's your homie? You got a toy. So for instance, this is my point, right? You know that ain't no good job.
Nah, you're right. But you're right about that. But think about this. Everybody got to play a position. So what, you going to hire somebody else and get them the money?
Hell yeah.
We all got homies that fit that role too, though.
For the go get the ice?
To whatever.
Ain't no nigga around me fitting that role. If they want that role, I'm going to show them a better role.
No, I'm saying that's going to lead to something else. Somebody still got to go get the motherfucker.
We going to find somebody to do it. That's going to be the young homies on the come up.
Okay. That's still a homie, though.
That's still a homie, but he got to start there, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always room for a nigga to start. I'm not saying you want to keep him getting ice.
No, for sure. I'm talking about my main guys.
Hell no.
We equal.
Fuck no.
I don't care what I got.
You can't even be my driver. You can't even do nothing.
I'll be around motherfuckers and have one of my mans. Take them. No, he ain't doing it. It ain't nothing like that.
No.
You feel me? But it's just like, no, he ain't taking it. He chilling. He thug. I want my niggas to feel just as important as me.
No, your boss.
Because it start with the confidence. This shit is a ladder. You got to climb up that ladder. Ain't no nigga that I see that's my age that I grew up with, that struggle with me, that hustle with me. I'm not saying them niggas no stove for no ice and go get cuffs.
We just saying, I guess when you say ice, I'm thinking of like everybody got a job, dude. Like a personal assistant. My homeboy can be my assistant.
My homeboy, my manager.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So nigga, if I be like my buddy, my goddamn, my back was just hurt. He just went to the car. He just did it on his own. I ain't asking him to do shit. Then went to the car and got me a water out the car.
That ain't
you
get his what I'm job, saying? Though.
No, that's he not, did it. He did not it. A job.
These niggas giving these niggas these positions. This your position.
How much you get paid for that?
I don't think you getting paid nothing. You get on that, you get a story shout out and all that. I'm not giving
you
nothing.
Said story shout
no,
out.
I get what you're saying. You saying he ain't finna little boy, no nigga.
I'm not a little boy and no nigga that I fuck with. Even if a nigga want, if he wanna go do that, I'm still not letting him because that's my job to show him the difference.
I can feel that.
Nah, you can't do this.
I feel that.
Nah, bro, ain't my pride. You know, I understand your pride. And I love you for that. I appreciate that. But not you. You know what I'm saying? I got other shit for you. My homeboy managing me. And you can look at it like, well, he still manage you, but you know what type of position that is to take care of business.
Yeah.
You got to really fuck with a nigga to let him take care of your business.
And you eat when I eat.
This how I feed my kids. My children depending on this shit. My wife depending on this shit. So if I let you handle my business, that's a big position. That ain't going to get the ice. You know what I'm saying?
Bad.
That's a whole nother plate. We ain't letting none of that. So with that said, like, I see how a lot of niggas treat their guys and how they talk to their homies around niggas that they don't know. I done been in situations. I've been around nigga, little dog, a nigga that.
Yeah, we be talking about that on Big Pass a lot of times.
Yeah,
we
talking about it.
It started out.
We ain't talking to guys like that, bro. I had to catch myself. Yeah. Sometimes, like, kind of saying little shit or get slick. We get slick with each other, but that ain't for everybody ears.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not right. Yeah,
because I can't afford for a nigga to look at my man like a duck. This nigga might be protect anything. So if you don't respect my shooter, you ain't got no respect for me.
Facts.
Not saying that a nigga my shooter, but still.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't respect the niggas I'm around, you can't respect me. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? So I know for a fact, mentally, you know what I mean? And I'm going to say emotionally as well. You know what I mean? Like, the rap game and the streets is two different places. Two different places. But what come with this shit, it's the same repercussions. Exact same repercussions. Exact same outcome. The exact same imbalances.
What you think you had to leave in the street that you couldn't bring to the game? To the rap game?
The thing is, I ain't want to bring nothing to this shit. I don't want to be in the streets.
You know what I'm saying? Mentally, coming out the streets, what you think you brought with you? I mean, what you think? Patience. Left. Yeah.
Patience.
Left. I mean,
no, I had to get patience and lead that mentality in the streets. You know, it'd be a lot of times where I feel like they got me fucked up. We ready to turn up, but yeah. It's like, man, you know what, bro? This ain't that. You got a career to think about. Maybe, buddy, not even looking at it the way you looking at it. Like, I had to leave that shit in that short temperament. That understanding. I had to get some patience and leave that short temperament shit. Like, I had to realize, like, bro, everybody ain't trying to play. You know, you from the street, Bank. So, you know, we already got our mind. Like, nigga off top trying to play.
Trust nothing.
Yeah, for sure. Nigga trying to play me. You trying to play me. I had to leave that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In the streets. But like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't wanna be in the streets.
But now that shit over with.
That shit over with. Nigga glorifying that he a fool. I still got my morals though, I got my principles. I still believe what I believe in. I'm still gonna move how I move because the streets is what made us.
If you had to give, y'all niggas ain't asking no questions, but if you had to give credit to one person in your life, like they really shaped them old me who I am, who would it be?
You want a real answer?
Yeah,
God,
big
God, I can't get nobody no credit for who I am because that was my decision to take that and learn from it. You can give a motherfucker anything. I can give a person $20 right now. 3P, I get two niggas $20. One nigga might go buy weed and the other nigga might put that shit in the safe. So he can't credit me for him going to say that $20. He got to credit his own mentality for that.
I credit my grandma though. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in the room, I credit her for continuously stand on me on certain shit. Cause she, I ain't had a grandma like regular people grandma. I had a grandma who was on the shit that we be on.
No, right. For sure.
You get what I'm saying?
See, that's what I'm saying. You got, grandma built that foundation for you. You got to credit yourself for taking that knowledge and doing something with it.
Nah, they're real.
You got other niggas' grandmas who might have told them the same thing your grandma told you.
Yeah, but they didn't accept it. They didn't receive it.
So you got to give yourself that credit for making that knowledge out of something. That's what I mean by that. I don't mean like on a...
Nah, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Not on no arrogant shit like, no, nigga, I believe in myself. Not like that, but just more like... At the end of the day, you know, I can't take that from me. I learned shit. I give a credit to my cousin Sierra, rest in peace. My big brother Rick, you know what I'm saying? My mama, just watching her, how she moved. But everything after that shit gotta go. I gotta give myself that credit.
Yeah, because you the one gotta stay focused. You the one
I got the same many hours as the next nigga. I grew up, it's 1,000 niggas in my hood. We ain't come out the same. I seen the same shit happen that this nigga happened. We've been around the same shit. I went to the same school with a lot of niggas. You know what I mean? But what you take out of that situation, that's on you.
Fact.
You feel what I'm saying? The way I apply myself, that was a choice. I made the decision to do that. What I do with some knowledge or some information that I get, if I take advantage, that's on me. I chose to take advantage.
That's real.
So we, at the end of the day, we got to give our credit to ourselves. So as far as the way we came out, you know what I mean? You gonna always get the knowledge. Some people don't get the knowledge. Some people do. But it's niggas that got the knowledge and they ain't do nothing with it too, though. You feel me? So I got to get a credit to myself. But God, most important.
Thanks.
So you were just speaking on, like, your family and your mom and how important of a role she played and, you know, like, doing the most to make sure that you never went without. But I know also just from, like, seeing social media and all that kind of stuff that you're very big on giving your wife credit as well.
Absolutely.
So with you having a mom, I always ask this question to like guys, especially like when it comes to grandmas and shit like that, but with you having a mom, did you having a mom that went the extra mile for you and that, you know, like made sure you were like overly straight, did that affect your outlook when you selected your wife as far as you being like keyed in onto the little things about how she was treating you?
Absolutely. My mama set that standard for every woman that ever came in my life. She set that standard.
Okay.
She showed me what a woman supposed to be like. Mama, I ain't never heard my mama complain. I ain't never seen her cry. None of that. She always, because I mean, logically, realistically, we ain't struggle. If you think about it, motherfucking, we had heat, we had water, we had lights, we had food. So technically, we ain't struggle at all. You know what
right.
I mean? It's just that greed of men, or not even greed, just me wanting more in life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because I ain't have what I got now. We look at that as a struggle from as far as where we grew up at. We ain't from the suburbs. We ain't have fancy cars. and all that shit, but we had the basic necessities.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to get that straight first, but I don't want to make it seem like my mom was struggling. You know what I mean? Right. But, like, off top, definitely, like, any woman that ever came in my life, I always compared them to the way my mama moved, especially how she moved with my father, with right. her husband. He did 7 years. She held him down. She was there. She was there when he went to jail. She was there when he got home.
Right.
And that was a result of the way he treated her.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So first thing she showed me is I don't need a woman that's a fool that's going to go for anything that I do. You know what I'm saying? Because if my father was doing the wrong shit or moving wrong or treating her a certain type of way, she wouldn't have been there when he got out that motherfucker. She set a standard yeah. with him. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that just showed me off top. You do right by her. She's supposed to be there for you. She supposed to help you. She supposed to look out. I made a post telling her, I said, I posted me and my wife. I said she used to give me gas money. She let me use her, drop her off at work, give me gas money, gave me weed money and all that shit. You know, we did that for 10 years straight. I owe her a lot. Motherfuckers saying she a fool. She a fool. She elite. She seen what
she is the lottery.
Yeah,
she ain't no fool.
Yeah, she seen what was going on. You know, she ain't never go for me putting my motherfucking hands on her. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Talking spicy to her, mistreating her. She wasn't no fool. So I never wanted no woman that was a fool.
Right.
So my mama can't be tricked. She not a goofy. So I wanted my wife to be just as smart and just as strong.
Right.
Let me know when I'm fucking up. Tell me when I'm doing some dumb shit. Tell me when I'm moving like a kid. You got to let me know. Because I ain't going to lie. Like, that's why most of my staff and people around me, that as far as my business, they women.
Yeah, most facts.
You know, that's yeah. a fact. My manager woman.
Yeah.
With my other manager, Chanel. She a woman. You know, my attorney woman. You know, yeah. my wife, she run a lot of my business.
She's a woman.
She a woman. You want, that's because my mama ain't never told me wrong. Anytime my mama told me a nigga wasn't right, he wasn't right.
Big fact.
That's a fact. She ain't big never fact. Told me
anytime
wrong.
My wife told me a nigga wasn't right, bro, I had to come back and be like.
You got
to
reevaluate it. And I done yeah. fought against it. I done fought against these judgments and decisions. I'm like, what don't you sis, my nigga? We ride. We done caught case together. He still talk. She like, don't worry about it. Go listen to yourself.
They can smell it on me.
They can smell that shit, man. They can smell that shit.
Crazy.
So I figure if I got women doing business and they can smell the same bullshit.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to set that standard for sure.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What you trying to accomplish next
musically? Because you've been putting out bangers even before like this era right here. Like you consistently been fucking them up for a minute. So like, what you trying to say now?
I'm just gonna keep coming with that shit, and like whatever happens, just happen. I'm already blessed. I appreciate what I got. So anything else that come with it, just extra. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to be number one, number three. I don't care about none of that shit. Of course, if it happened, alhamdulillah, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna keep putting on me. I look at this shit like the dope gang. I took that mentality. Well, look at this shit like the streets. I'm getting free work. It don't cost me nothing to rap. I freestyle. I don't write that shit. I'm getting free beats.
Yeah.
I'm not about to hold
this
shit.
Well, I'm about to hold this shit. I'm just telling you about the podcast
fact.
Shit.
Bro. I'm going to hold this shit for got a whole mixtape. I'm just sitting in this bitch listening to the bitch for 3 weeks with no release date. I'm dropping this shit. So a lot of people say I drop too much, but it's free. Yeah. It's free work. Mm. I ain't got a plug. Shit, I ain't. This shit free. This shit free, man. This shit all free, and it's a hustle. And I do love what I do, though. You know what I mean? I ain't in this shit just for the money. You know, it ain't start for the money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Of course, the money came. And, you know, I know my value. I know my worth, so I ain't going to be fooled. You know, I'm always getting my value. But other than that, I'm just thugging, bro. You know what I mean? I just want to make Detroit look good. Make the city look good and make our culture look back good. Like, make the men look like men again. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I can change somebody's mentality, the way they look at shit. You know, switch that pride up and all that shit. Like, I just want to play my part. You know, it's always, the rap game going to be always missing something. I'm not saying I'm there to provide everything is missing. Even if I could provide a small percentage, then, you know, I did my just do.
Mm-hmm.
But financially, you know, it's all good. I appreciate the little shit, you know. Motherfucker might look at my money like it's small money, all as well. But I like it. I love it. You know, I appreciate this shit. God ain't had to give me nothing. I ain't graduate school. I got 6 felonies. You know what I'm saying? I ain't supposed to have none of this shit.
Yeah.
None of it.
Everything's a plus.
Everything can plus. It's all a blessing. I appreciate every nigga that ever paid me for a verse, all that. Nigga took his money somewhere else. You feel me? That's why I don't be acting like funny and weird when they get a verse from me. I show niggas love, bro. They go, it's 1,000 rappers in every city. Motherfucker take that money anywhere. This shit paying my bills.
Because he ain't gonna do nothing but be a voice for you. Know, like, man, nah, bro, we're fucking with me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Most niggas gonna come get verses.
Yeah, like, you never know who gonna blow up. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important to watch how you treat motherfuckers.
Nah, I've seen niggas who got down, niggas spend goddamn $200,000 on the bird. Nigga won't even walk in the room. Hey, tell them stay out there.
Yeah, that ain't cool. I don't respect
I've seen that.
To go back to your initial question, that's the value I want to bring. I want to change the way niggas move, bro. Like the way niggas act. I done seen some weird niggas, bro. Like, just weird, not with me. I judge people how they treat other people. I judge people how they treat a nigga that they don't need. Not like they need me, but, you know, in a sense, we might got something to gain from each other. So I'm going to judge on how you play a nigga that ain't got nothing to gain from you. Because that's your true intention. That's who you really is. You get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
That's who you really is.
If I wasn't me, nigga, you'd be doing me just like
that. Just like that. So I can't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You wearing a mask, man. I want to... niggas gotta change that shit up, bro. Like, all that, like.
What's the weirdest shit you done seen in this shit?
To me, I don't like when a nigga say they fuck with you or y'all build some type of relationship and nigga come to your city and don't call you. I don't like that. I feel away. Because I don't look at it like tapping in. My man here. Yeah. What you need, my nigga? Yeah. What you need? A car? You got rentals? I can't wait
to call you. Give me some weed.
What you need? It's just love. Like, I call every city I go to, I call somebody. I literally call somebody.
But you don't call everybody.
I don't call everybody. I call certain niggas. You got that.
You feel like you're supposed to be one of them certain niggas.
Ain't no question. Niggas call you. Absolutely. Because I know if something go wrong, I'm going to be a nigga you're going to have to call. You're going to have to call. You need something back, you're going to have to call. You're going to have to call. We're going to have to cross somehow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it just be these weird relationships when you're around a nigga and then you're a different person when you ain't around him no more. I don't respect that. You feel me? We got to change that up. That's why I'm going to lead by example. When I get to a nigga city, I'm going to call the niggas that ain't calling. What's up? I'm here. You know what I mean? You got to show a nigga how it's done. Like, just that, I think people got in their mind that this tapping in shit, like, it depends. Everything start with your intention.
It depends on the energy that niggas put out. Who's saying
tapping? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even like that word. I ain't gonna lie. I hate that word, bro.
Once a nigga become my nigga, you my nigga. Hell yeah, I'm gonna call you when I get here, bro. Exactly. I'm here. That's just how I go.
But let me call you though.
Well, if you my nigga, but I ain't finna just goddamn call no nigga cause he from up here. Like, let me call these niggas coming next to this. Boy, fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga.
Straight up. But if I fuck with a nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I go out there, I'm finna hit smoke. I'm finna hit skin. I'm finna hit you.
Just on the love, but like, that's just how it's just love.
Like, nigga, let's get up.
It ain't exactly, bro. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that shit. Like, niggas, I'm sure everybody can handle their own as men. Niggas moving right, so it ain't about needing no nigga and another nigga. It's just gangster. Like, nigga, we just sat down a whole 2-hour conversation. We talking about family. Mm-hmm. Shit like that. Yeah. Like, you heard, like, where that energy at? Like, nigga.
Like I said, it come out the energy of how a nigga is perceived to be.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga, like how a nigga be like, shit, but niggas can't come through here.
And you don't see then, me
but
doing
I would
that.
Never call
I would
you.
Never call you, ever. and let's go back. I don't do that.
Nah, you get what I'm saying?
I get exactly what you're saying, because I know niggas that I seen do that, and I'm like, hey, one nigga I'm never called. Because he looking at it the wrong way. That shit, his intentions ain't right.
Yeah.
Like I say, that shit start with your intention. My intentions always be good. And I feel like nigga can feel my intention when I'm around. You know my energy, like, you feel me? So, like, that's some weird shit. Like, I be seeing a lot of weird shit, bro. But I met a lot of real niggas, though. You get what I'm saying? Another thing, like, a lot of niggas that don't rap got it in their mind. If you a rapper, you ain't a real nigga. You niggas say shit like, yeah, you a rap nigga. Like, where that terminology even come from?
I'm saying that shit though. Because some of these niggas act like rap ass niggas. But I wouldn't call certain niggas if I meet a nigga that I fuck with, like, I fuck with home.
Yeah.
He's like, he one of us.
Yeah.
But if I meet a nigga who act like an old rappy, dappy ass nigga, that's what he is.
But see how you say it? If he act like a rap nigga, though.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's niggas that think every nigga that rap is a rap nigga, bro. They just look at every rapper like he just a rapper.
He crazy.
He just a rapper.
He crazy for feeling like that.
Nah, yeah, niggas be feeling like
you
that.
You got some niggas who really...
Who really own that. Exactly. Who really moving like that. Who really bosses. Bro. Some niggas just know how to make music.
Yeah. I guess that shit got to change. Like, when Sam is up there, he said the same
thing. He said the same thing, but it's a...
Because he a rapper. It's like, if you ain't a rapper,
so other rappers can make the real nigga rappers look bad. Rappers make other rappers look bad.
Yeah.
Same thing could be with DJs, promoters, strippers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a nigga saying, he a podcast nigga.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I
like,
get
you just a nigga that just like...
Why,
don't
why?
Like, nigga, like, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah,
the
nigga just hate to hear that because, nigga, I do rap.
Yeah.
Well, right, I do podcasts. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I get what you're saying, but I know what I be saying when I say that shit.
I know what you're saying because I said, like, look, niggas that act weird, them rap niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
Like rap niggas.
Exactly.
He on his rap nigga shit.
But don't make that shit no in general shit. I get what you're saying.
They coming in. A lot of niggas come with it in general.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but a lot of niggas. Like, we say, yeah, he a rap nigga, but that's how we separate the real niggas from the niggas who act like fuck niggas, bro. You got niggas that be acting weird.
He be on that tight time.
On that type of time, that weird ass shit, just some goofy shit, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. These niggas weird, man.
What's some shit you want for your city, Detroit? What's some shit you want to see happen for your city, Detroit?
Honestly, everything I want to see is happen. Mm. I just want to see it go further. you know, and just blow up. Like, I feel like we got that ceiling above us.
Them niggas a lot of money.
Our niggas turned up, though. But it's like, just up, though. It's like that ceiling. Like, a lot of us don't really get past that certain height. So I feel like right now we kind of breaking through that chamber, through that ceiling. And I want that shit to keep happening. You get what I'm saying? Like, I want niggas to feel like, niggas know, like, yeah, Detroit, them niggas turn up on the music side, but I want to, yeah, them boys on the charts, all them boys, you know what I mean? That shit looking good. And I feel like, you know, one thing we don't do, and we stand on that shit, like, as far as the rappers in Detroit that I fuck with, we don't let our problems get to the internet. Like, it'd be a lot of disagreements, but that shit don't make it past the group chat or a DM or, you know, just the city. Like, motherfucker really don't really know who don't fuck with who unless they let it be known. I mean, I feel like personal problems and that shit ain't got no business in music.
In the public.
On songs and on video, all that. Like, if you gonna do something, just do it. If you ain't, don't. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all do know all that talking and shit. So we stand on, like, not going to the internet with shit. Because once that shit go to the internet, it ain't no going back.
It's never going back.
Never. I have family that went to the internet on. There ain't no going back.
Never.
Mm. You know, I can forgive them mentally in my heart because that's the right thing to do, but I can't fuck with them. Mm-hmm. And I never fuck with them. Mm. I'm standing on that. I don't give a fuck with it. I'm never, motherfucker, poor, need something, call my mama. She'll give shit. You know what I mean? She'll make sure you straight. I never go back. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Real. So we just want that energy to stay consistent. You know what I mean? I want everybody to stay consistent with that shit, just grow. You know what I mean? Try different producers out of it. Play with them other sounds and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want us to get too burnt out. The main thing, I don't want nobody to take this shit to their head.
What you mean?
Like, let this shit go to their head. Like, this little shit make them feel like we already made it. You know what I mean? It's important that we don't feel like that. It's important that we don't feel like we already made it because niggas stop hustling. We give up. And right now, everybody that's in that position, we setting the standards for the niggas under us. They only gonna go is they. I mean, they only gonna be able to start as high as we go. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. They starting point is gonna be where we was able to stop at. So if we can go super, super high, they starting point will already be at the top. You feel me? But we just gotta stay humble. Don't let this little money get to them. Don't let them fans and all of this the homies they around get to them. I tell my nigga all the time, be honest with me. I don't need a nigga tell me I'm the hardest rapper in the world. I know I ain't. You ain't gotta tell me that. Like, you ain't gotta tell me I'm the coldest nigga you ever seen. We ain't gotta do that with each other. You feel me? So it's important that we stay humble. Me and my homies big on that shit. Can't let no money get to it. We've been having this shit for so long. Like, you know what I mean? That shit throw you off. A boss is the one with the most understanding. You got understanding, that make you a boss.
Facts.
You don't understand what's going on around you, and you a billionaire, you not a boss. You ain't a boss because motherfuckers work for you. You know, you are an employer. You employ people. You ain't no boss. That shit is a mentality. You know what I'm saying? If you can't understand or adapt to your surroundings at any time, by any means, no matter who you're around and you ain't being yourself, you ain't no boss. You feel me? That's just how I look at that shit.
It's real.
What's the most complicated shit you had to face in your life? And I say that just because there might be somebody out there that's going through the same shit right now. So what's the most complicated situation? Was it like incarceration with music or was it some other
prison
shit?
Prison was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Mm. Niggas always say that too.
I don't know. I'd have been crashed out if I wasn't in jail. I know not to use my pride. I know I control my pride now. You feel me? I got an on and off switch for my shit that I got the remote to. You feel what I'm saying? But like, I done went through some fucked up shit, bro. Like, I got so many stories. You know what I mean? I done had a lot of roadblocks in my life where I could have quit. You know what I mean? Or I felt like quitting, or I wanted to quit and just give up. You know what I mean? It was a time, nigga. I was asking my turn, like, when I got to turn myself in again, I'm ready to go. Let me just go get this shit over with. It's just too much. Let me go and sit down and do this time and reevaluate myself. Like, you know, my homie, I remember Thanksgiving, like, you know, my wife was pregnant with my son. My daughter was only 4 months. I come to my crib. I got a show in Pontiac. It's late. I'm already running late to the show, so I gotta go right to the show. Bro got my daughter bag in his arm. I got my daughter. My wife go upstairs. She like, damn, did we clean the house? I'm like, yeah, we cleaned the house. this bitch trashed out. Man, I'm talking about, man, I'm gonna make it short. Motherfucker lost every dollar I had and still had to go perform 30 minutes later. Went to that show. This was on Thanksgiving night. I lost absolutely everything to my name with two kids, with one child and a wife that was pregnant with another one. I mean, everything. I ain't had no bank accounts. I ain't had none of that type of shit. I ain't had none of that in motion. You feel me? This was on a Thursday. That Monday, I got indicted.
I gave him the money back that he gave me.
I got indicted 3 days after that. So
what happened? Somebody broke in?
Yeah, the situation was the situation, but like, make a long story short, I lost every dollar I had. Still had to go to a show. Still had to go perform. We went to that show. I had to do that shit like ain't nothing happened. I jumped on stage like I was up 5 million. Performed that shit. And all along while I'm performing that shit on my mind.
Yeah.
So my mind racing everywhere. I ain't know what shit be coming for, what was what, and all that. Then to get indicted 3 days after that, that shit was just too much at the time. It was too much on a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Felt like that shit was just raining on you.
Man, come on, man. I lost everything to my name, bro. Every single dollar. I'm talking about down to zero. Only money I had was the back end I had to go pick up from that show. That's it. I'm a grown man at this time. You feel what I'm saying? So to get indicted right after that, mind you, my money, I ain't got no money for no time. This is a federal case. This wasn't no state case, so... It was just, that was one of the moments where I just felt like giving up, like fuck this shit, fuck everything.
So what prevented it? Yeah, what prevented you from just saying fuck this shit? Like
I prayed, you know what I mean? I prayed. My wife, you know what I mean? My baby, just looking at my kids, like I got more than me just to think about. I had to push that shit aside and think for other people because my kids ain't asked to be here. I made that decision for them. I decided to bring them in this world. So
right. It
was my decision to, you know, it's my decision to make so that, you know, they able while they're here.
Right.
So I still was detached from what was from the world and from society. My mind wasn't there. I never detached from them.
Okay.
My heart was connected to that situation. So I had to keep going. But all along, my mind still wasn't there.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That was like, and that ain't even the worst thing I ever been through. That was just one of them, you know what I'm saying? Nigga been through some shit.
Yeah.
Some wild shit, you feel me? But I don't ever be complaining about that shit. I went and did that show like ain't nothing, took pictures, all that. Like ain't nothing happened. I got up, kept moving like a boss. You feel me? Ain't no point in complaining. I'm a man.
Yeah, it ain't gonna change nothing.
I got a son raised. I looked my little nigga in the eye and told him I stood tall.
Right.
You feel me? I could have crashed out. Everything else, I wanted to go rob every nigga around me. I wanted to rob everybody. I wanted to take from everybody. You know what I'm saying? It was like at that point, I got to do what I got to do.
It was do or die, yeah.
By any means. You feel me? If I got to go so they can be here successfully, that's what I chose that. I chose that at that time. That was with my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the first time ever in my life I made a decision. To really like if I gotta
crash out.
And I mean crash out, not just make no mistakes. I'm talking about crash out. Like really was ready to die type shit. Like I never ever felt that shit until the end. You know what I mean? I got my mind right. You know what I mean? I never stuck through that shit.
You're glad you didn't cry, bro.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
You gotta be here, man. Fuck that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what you do now is like keep yourself grounded and to not let this shit get to you. Now the shit going up, how you want to go? So, like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying?
I think about all the moments, shit like that. I think about all the everything I went through. You know what I mean?
To get here.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like if I can deal with that, then I can deal with this shit. Whatever problem I'm facing, if I can deal with all that shit, I can deal with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I pray every day, all day. I pray 5 times a day. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I pray. I'm firm on that. I'm a firm believer in God. You know, I really believe in God strongly. I believe in God with my actions. I don't just say it, you know what I'm saying? So God keep me grounded. I don't give a fuck what I'll go flat broke right now. I'm not crashing up.
No,
it ain't nothing that can get me to do that at this point.
Yeah.
And I know for sure prison made it that way. Prison made me appreciate that type of shit. Made me appreciate my kids. You know what I mean? How to be able to weed through little shit like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fuck. I go broke right now. I'm the same nigga. Same way. I'm going to talk the same, move the same, walk the same, act the same, think the same. Ain't nothing about me going to change. Nothing. Yeah.
You know how niggas got them, describe niggas to niggas like, when you leave, I might see a screen like, I fought with bro because of this. If you could describe yourself to a nigga, what would you say? Like,
describe myself to
you know, like a nigga, you know, if you could like vouch for yourself, looking what in. Would you say?
If I could vouch for myself, I ain't going to lie, I don't know.
You know how you just said, this your brother, ooh, he been up for me, this my ooh.
I'm a solid nigga, I'm solid. I stand on that, I know I'm solid. I know I'm a stand up nigga, I know that, and I know I'm a boss because my mentality. I've been a boss. I was a boss since I learned, since I had understanding, since I got understanding, I became a boss. The moment I understood what a boss was, I'm a real nigga, and I know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know that. I know that with my actions. It ain't nothing a nigga can say to tell me I ain't. Can't nobody tell me I ain't. I know what I do. I know what I did. I think these niggas think you're a real nigga. You go blow a nigga down on homo like everybody on shop folks. Like, that's the easiest thing.
Yeah.
A coward to kill a nigga before a man.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Mental patient killing you.
That's a fact. Fast, with no problem.
You know how you got there bring some niggas like, bring niggas in, niggas be like, man, y'all need to stand out there. Like, niggas, sit out there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Tell these niggas to sit outside. I fuck with how you know me, your people get, you know what I mean? Put the camera on these.
They got airplay, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Real shit though, nah, that's real though.
I don't even
she got my hands right here.
And it wasn't even,
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't even be like trying to infringe on people's shows and shit like, on some shit like, you know, y'all might got rules where, da da da, you can't have as me. You just shoot our shot, bro. If it don't work, bro. No, I'm just telling you how we think. Like, we really had these conversations. Like, I took my man's on Breakfast Club. Bro, missed his flight. My man's chopper had to come to Breakfast Club. Listen, we gonna shoot our shot. We all gotta make.
Yeah, we together. We're a group.
We all gotta get millions.
Yeah,
if I fall off, I know I got 10 niggas around me to lean on.
Yeah.
If they fall off, they know they got 10 niggas to lean on. We all gotta do this shit. Like, we all got dreams. I benefit off them, they benefit off
since
me.
11.
Nah, facts. Like, that's what niggas don't understand. Like, that's what I meant by our niggas treat their homies. Like, I seen niggas not appreciate their homies and not realize how
strength
much
that niggas out
we
like
really
for nothing.
Need in these niggas, bro. We just like you say your back was eight. You got to enter. You got something. You doing something. You working.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, when it took care of that, that's a real nigga, bro.
Real
that's
shit.
A real friend
that's
right
my
there.
My brother right
that's,
there.
That's what a friend is, bro. That's what a friend is, exactly. Nigga. That ain't no, that's a real friend right there. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, because he know.
I would've did the same shit.
And in a sense, that's benefiting off of him.
Yeah.
Just like he benefit off of you.
Because
we ain't afraid to tell each other that. We both gain. We all gaining. Them niggas gain off me. I gain off them. You know what I'm saying? I need niggas that I got love for to move with. You know, we keep each other grounded as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, shit, we gonna shoot our shot. Whatever I'm doing, niggas shoot your shot. These niggas performing my show, everything. I don't be trying nothing to promote or talking about. Unless a nigga like, man, look, we can't afford for it. We need to do your thing. One thing about us, we gangsters, but we not about to argue with no nigga, bro. This his money, it is all as well, bro. Say less, bro. We gonna do his thing, we gonna slap. We ain't about to argue, you know. My niggas don't be catching no attitude. Oh, man, them niggas, we ain't no
like
that.
Some hollers.
Yeah, you know, we can't handle the business. Yeah. But we trying to work our move at the same time.
And they know that. Yeah. They know that. The business got to get handled. Them niggas don't got to
come in.
Thug it out. Love niggas, motherfuckers, like, we go to radio. They like, man, listen, man, you only got focus. Man, listen, man, hey, we going to sit outside and wait for you.
Yeah.
We going to stand by the door. We going to be outside. We going to be around. We here, though. We ain't going to leave. We ain't going to get no food, nothing.
Because the business got to be handled.
The business got to get handled.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Nigga feel like you supposed to be like, some nigga feel like you supposed to be like, let go then. Who?
Hell.
Oh, I'm finna go ahead. Holla at these people.
Now we both take a loss. You want us both to take a loss because you're pride. That's the pride, bro. We both got to take a loss because you got pride. Because you don't like that these people just told you. You got to motherfucking take a COVID test or get a swab or some shit like that. Now we both, I ain't doing that.
I always ask nigga this, how you deal with entitlement? when people feel like you owe them something.
Man, I hate that shit, bro. I don't deal too well with it. That's one thing I got to learn how to deal with.
You ain't got that down pat.
I ain't got that down pat. I'm not even going to fake it. I ain't mastered that. I'm learning how to deal with that shit, bro. Like, I hate that shit, bro. I hate what motherfuckers be on. Like, I don't know how you can never gave me nothing and feel like I owe you anything. Because you was around me. Because we was around each other. That's a case. I owe everybody was in my classroom. I was around them motherfuckers
every day of the week.
I owe them too. We went to school from elementary to 10th grade. I owe them. I seen them every day just like I seen you. I don't owe you shit. You ain't helped me. I ain't benefit off you. You heard? You ain't did nothing to this car. Motherfuckers think because you know them.
But even the people that have done something for you, you owe them a certain level of respect.
I absolutely
But after
do.
That, anything else is a plus and is at your will. It's not like you don't owe a nigga shit. Period.
You
Nobody.
So crazy.
Regardless of what. Like, for real, for real.
The fact that I listen to my mom and I listen to my wife about who my friend and who ain't my friend, this how I know they made it right. They chose my friend. My family chose. My mama chose my friend.
Fuck my wife. I wouldn't have nobody.
Nah, for real, though.
But I got it. I
don't know Chate like that.
I don't know
Chate
like that, bro.
She knows. But what I'm saying is like oh, the people that I feel like I maybe do owe, they don't ask me for nothing.
Right.
That's how I know I made the right choice. Yeah. I made the right decision in friends.
Right.
If they need something, you already there before they even get a chance to say they need.
Because they, even when they need it, they still not going
to
ask
for it. I got to beg my mama to take shit from me. Yeah. Give her $10,000. What's this for? It's for you. I ain't called you. You ain't got to call me. What is this for? Just throw the shit on the counter. Thank you. She appreciated, though. Don't make it sound like she unappreciative. Yeah. She appreciative, but one thing, she gonna call me when she need me. But my job is to make sure I never get that phone call.
Facts.
You get that's what I'm deep. Saying? So that's Facts. What she gotta understand. You feel me? Like, I ain't never had nobody that I do feel like I owe ask me for nothing. But I don't never put them in that position to have to ask.
So what you tell a nigga, he be like, damn, bro, what's up?
I get mad, bro. I make sure a nigga ever ask me no shit like that again. Or come around.
You want smoke about that shit?
I do. I ain't gonna lie. I do. I hate to say it, I do. I'm sorry to say it, I do.
Yeah.
I don't like that
real shit.
Nigga said, I do. I'm sorry to say it, but I do.
If you
want to
fall out with me and you think you love me, ask me for something. You
know hold on, say it again.
If you want to fall out with me, you want to fight me, you want to do anything, you feel the way about me, you want to get the ones, shoot the ones, ask me for something. If you know I don't owe you, you a nigga that know I don't owe you, just ask me for something. We gonna fall out.
Oh, and
out.
It's up.
We gonna fall out.
It's the way niggas act, though.
It's the way they do it. Yeah, then a nigga gonna talk about you behind your back, tell every nigga that y'all know that you ain't did or you ain't doing that, but can't never give you a valid reason on why. Why do I owe you? Why? Why do you feel I owe you? I was here when this is that. Nigga, you ain't you. I had only one motherfucker came visit me in prison. That was my wife. Or three. My wife, my grandma, and my mom and my father. So four people. And the thing is, I was accepting visits. I wasn't turning the visit down. Like, I wanted to see him.
Wasn't like you was turning niggas away.
No, we had 8 hours to sit on the visitation. We got all the food in the vending machines. I wanted them. I needed that shit.
You're trying to stay out of them as long as I can.
You couldn't come get me out myself. Why I gotta come get you out of anything? Mm. You couldn't come pick me out myself.
Yeah.
Why I gotta come and get
with
you
a,
out
with
of
a
something?
With a buzzer at ding 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 ding.
You couldn't come get me 8 hours up out my motherfucking cell. I'm in this bitch stressing. You couldn't come and give me 8 hours of your time. But I gotta go right in my pocket and just give you something what you need for you, for your self gain.
Taking away from my family.
Back, for soon as that shit to run out, you come back and ask me again.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't doing that.
Sometimes if I got real love for a nigga, and if I know he don't understand the difference, then I look out. Because that ain't his fault. If you ain't got no knowledge of something,
if he's ignorant to the fact, you can't blame somebody.
That's like saying you can't sin if you don't know it's a sin.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? So some people you got to think for them, and I don't mind that.
If you could change one thing in the rap game, what would it be?
I can't even say it because I'm gonna get canceled.
Say less. Move on.
We understand. We get it.
But I love all people. Though. I can't say that. I'm comfortable enough with myself You know what I mean? I can be around anybody.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What you think about the cancel culture, though? You think that shit cool or you think that shit fucked up?
In a sense, see, it's a double standard, right? It's only, and I'm gonna be for real with you. Like, I'm when it comes to the cancel culture, like as far as my thoughts on that, I'm a hypocrite. The reason I say that because it's fucked up when it happened to a real nigga, but I like it when it happened to a fuck nigga. So I'm a hypocrite. I'm biased. Yeah. I'm unfair with that shit.
Yeah.
I got an unfair opinion on that shit. You know, I love to see a racist motherfucker get canceled, but I hate to see a real nigga who just didn't have the knowledge get canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to see that shit because this our niggas feeding their family. I just hate to see everybody root for a nigga and then once one motherfucker
flip started, on him like that.
I hate that shit. What the fuck is who raised you to be like that? How'd you like that?
Builds you up to
only nigga I can say I've been like that on is nigga like when they say like R. Kelly and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you shouldn't have did what you did if you did.
Nah, but sure.
I can't tell no man what to say out his mouth or whatever. Like, I know they gonna get
you
me.
Right
they gonna
them, you right about that. Like, you right in a motherfucker. R. Kelly for sure.
Yeah, niggas like,
shit
like you that. You get shit like that.
You out of
fuck
pocket.
Yeah, but a like, nigga just being a nigga.
Like how we were just talking earlier, like niggas like Pimp C and Bernie Mac and shit.
Them niggas
they wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, they wouldn't
have made it. They wouldn't have made it.
Pimp C,
they trying to put Boots in that box.
Mm. Yeah.
Taking boosted Instagrams and all that other shit.
I feel like they trying to put.
But I ain't seen that nigga say nothing wrong.
He ain't said nothing wrong.
You have.
No, I ain't said that.
You seen Boosie say something? I ain't seen nope. Nigga say nothing wrong that I ain't agree with.
I think the verbiage right. is probably...
He's saying the shit that everybody wants to say, they just can't.
It's probably the verbiage.
Yeah, it's the way he
say
it.
The way you say yeah. shit. Yeah. I know how to tell a nigga, man, you a fuck nigga. I don't like you, and I smack the shit out your bitch ass in a way where he won't even understand what I said till he got till he left.
Damn, this nigga just violated me.
Man, listen, man, you can get anything done with a conversation. That facts. Shit rule the world. Facts. The way you talk, that shit is everything. It's how you talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the nigga that know how to tell my homie he ain't got the right outfit on, or you know, he moved, that was some sucker shit he did with his own thing. Cause it's how you said, you know, and it's when you said, you know what I'm saying? It's timing and the way you go about shit. So I think as rap artists and black men, most importantly, I think it's extremely important that we learn proper verbiage when we talking and we having conversations about shit.
I think nigga like Boosie can't be canceled. You know what I'm saying? Why I say that?
If you don't give a fuck, you can't.
It's because at the end of the day, I already done. Mm-hmm. Pick my audience.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, y'all folks ain't gonna fuck with me, no way.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, y'all ain't gonna fuck with me, no way, all them people.
He doesn't do any of the major concerts. He doesn't do any of, like, the major shit. Stuff. He does his own shit.
Man, don't give a fuck, man.
Like, you can't cancel certain exactly, niggas.
But you know, one thing.
The niggas that fuck with him don't even know what cancel culture is.
Yeah, exactly. That's real. That's what I'm saying about this shit.
Boosie fan base ain't canceling him.
I'm a fan of Boosie. I ain't listening to that nigga. It's a longevity show. No matter what you do, they ain't going nowhere. They not going into a nigga bank and emptying that bitch out. So that's the most important thing. You know, we just gotta learn how to deal with that shit. That shit can happen to anybody.
I think a nigga should just come out who they is off rip. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just come out who you is. Right? This me.
The world will be
love me or hate.
What you think?
Yeah,
what
but see, it's like with the situation, with the other situation where the guy got, I don't want to call no names or no shit like that, but where the guy just got canceled because of the comments or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't a situation where he didn't come out who he was.
No, he just got caught in the moment right
now. Caught in the moment.
He got caught in the moment and did it at the wrong show. That's all it was.
Yeah.
He just did it at the wrong show. That's it. Like, bro, if you said that shit in goddamn Atlanta,
yeah, in a city like that.
Yeah, in goddamn
Detroit, some shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with full of niggas.
Yeah.
They'd have been like, shit, they went crazy.
What y'all think about, like, y'all think as artists and, like, peers, right? Say a nigga, and I understand a reason why a motherfucker might not do it, but, like, what if, like, you got enough peers in a big enough position to at least try to speak up for you? For instance, right? When you see a motherfucker on CNN say some sucker shit or Fox News, right? All they peers or everybody in that world,
they chime
they
in.
They tweet, they chime in, they give input on that guy, they get speak on his character. Oh, I personally know such and such. I have running. Y'all feel like we should maybe start trying to speak
fuck
up.
Fuck yeah, if you fuck with that person.
Niggas gotta get a committed first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't wanna go out there too far and then. You know what I'm saying?
But see, like, if it's enough people, you can't cancel everybody.
If I do some shit, that's just like saying, yeah. I get a fed case and I want you to get there, come down and tell the folk, like, right. We was all doing that. No.
Right.
Like, nigga, I'm going to support you from behind. Like, bro, you need anything, woo-woo-woo-woo. I got these folks. I can send you, if you lost this endorsement,
But it's just like this, though. If you caught a fed case, I'm not finna come down there and tell them people, like, we was all doing that, but I'm gonna come down there and tell these people, well, okay, he does this for the community. We have this going on, we have that going on.
Not if you're a criminal, too. If you're a criminal, too, now we're gonna dig into your head.
I get what he said. I get what he said.
But if you my nigga, though, like, I'm not gonna, that's not gonna be, like, even a thought.
I ain't gonna invite you
down
there.
Put your
head close.
No, I'm like,
I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not coming down there for you, Jay. I'm gonna send somebody though. I'm gonna send somebody. I'm gonna make it worse for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then all that shit come to the street. Like, you tell niggas stay out niggas business. But then, you know what I'm saying? That's the rule to this shit. Stay out of nigga business. But I ain't saying you can't support a nigga mentally. And like, if you going through some shit, I hit you on DM, bro. You need anything?
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever. That's my support. But how the fuck I'm finna? I can't jump out there and goddamn do that. Yeah, for sure.
You got to start a committee first. I'll be a part of the committee.
I think rap need a committee, though. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
I think rap feels
like real shit, though. I ain't finna be the nigga. The nigga be like, look at this dumb ass.
The guy got caught too. What about if niece, at least niggas just, all right, look, man, you throw him a verse, you throw him a verse, you throw him a video.
Yeah, let's get him back. Get him back right now.
I think that need to happen.
No, for sure. Nah, we can even put in 10,000, 100,000 feet, whatever. Whatever. If he needs some money, whatever.
If the nigga, you know, if he was right about the situation, you know, don't just do it just because you fuck with it. But if you know a nigga was right, a nigga ain't do nothing, he ain't had a proper knowledge, he said the wrong shit. But out of lack of knowledge, then it won't, you know, if you got peers, I think it won't hurt for niggas. Man, look, me and Gang gonna jump on this song. Me and Gang gonna jump on that. We're gonna do a video to this. We're gonna drop this. Da-da-da. You feel? Nigga be right back. One thing about it, I feel like that music always outweighs in the rap game. That music always outweighs the bullshit for some reason.
So basically what we're saying right here.
We
can talk about
it. We're media. What is it?
Media.
We're a media.
Yeah, we're a platform. So we can talk about it. But a rapper would be a damn fool to me to jump his ass out of his mix and jump in another nigga mix.
So even the nigga,
even the nigga who going through it gonna be looking like, yeah, he do that for. Nigga stupid ass.
So basically what we're saying right here today on Big Facts is we're gonna start an anti-cancel committee. Some kind of way, we're going to figure that shit out. All real niggas tap in. We saying it today, so don't you niggas try to steal it or take it or no shit like that.
Bro got me so fucked up on what he was saying. That shit just don't even sound right. A cancel committee.
An anti-cancel committee.
But the reason why I say that now, because he proved something real valid to me. An anti-cancel committee ain't nothing but saying to the cancel culture, everything y'all mad at, we stand by what we ain't mad at this shit. Like, we get what he's saying. It just got to be a get back committee. Let's not speak on the situation. Let's not speak on what happened.
Let's get him back right.
If you decide, if we going to review this situation, this shit, we got to get him back.
Okay, so we're doing a get back committee. Niggas don't try to steal it. We finna get this shit together.
Nah, I fuck with that.
That's necessary, though.
You can't let no nigga drown out here like that. Now, I hate that. See, niggas got them. And you just all doing this with the man. Now you got them. You don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Like, now that's some sucker shit. Like, I might not speak up for you, but I still will post your shit. This still my man.
Support it,
You know what I'm saying? Like, people gonna know, like I see niggas go through shit and they be like, damn, hey, man, don't fuck with him no more. I'll never be that nigga.
Nah.
Yeah. I still fuck with you, but I ain't finna go down into the Richard B. Russell building, goddamn, talking about goddamn your character and shit. That ain't me. But I'm with you. I'm still posting you on to my people, let my people who follow me and respect my opinion know that I still fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't finna be the nigga, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Get a lawyer for that.
Nah, for shit, so you ain't mad. I think rap just need committees overall. That's like, we ain't got no motherfucking UAW type shit, like no union.
Them niggas need a union.
Like the NBA, them niggas, they fall off. It's something to get motherfucker go on, work on Sports Center, anything. Like, we don't got none of that shit.
Like the SAG, if you finish and all that shit, they seen I did that movie from the actors. I signed
they
up for that
still
SAG
shit. Shit.
Nah, they seen I did the movie with Al Newton, and them folk called me and asked me, how did they treat you? I'm like, how the fuck y'all even find out about this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like they got a real, like I said, a union. They make sure everybody that you eat, that you do this, you know what I mean?
Some motherfuckers how to pay their taxes, right? You know what I'm saying? Get them involved, get them the knowledge. Like, I think we need that, and I think that's what's hurting rappers. I think that's what's hurting our committee. We need a strong team of attorneys, all that shit. Like,
who would be the face of it though?
That gotta be somebody who in that who people listen to somehow. Nigga like Jigga gotta help put that shit together. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not just him by himself. It's so many niggas with influence though. It's niggas that ain't rappers that got, you know, that's involved with this shit. That's I think maybe every city had that person. One or two of them people. You know what I mean?
Them niggas ain't finna try to reach that shit.
They gonna do it. That shit never.
Them niggas don't even talk. Cause they already figured it out. Like Beyonce don't talk. Jay-Z don't talk. They don't talk. Like, let it be whatever it is. You get one second, because they already seen you can't beat them.
No,
you can't beat that shit, bro. Because at the end of the day, if a nigga trying to tear you down and you give it some energy, it's working.
That's
you get what I'm saying? If you ignore it, like, bro, I never seen them folk talk about nobody. You know, back when younger, but now, they say the most shit about these people. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure.
They not even, they act like they don't even hear that shit or see it.
Man, that's crazy.
You feel me?
A lot of motherfuckers do that, though. Like, turn the other cheek, in a sense. Like,
well, it's like where we come from, we so fresh out this shit, we come from and be like, I don't play with me like that. You know what I'm saying? You try to argue with goddamn the motherfucker who you don't even, you ain't never gonna see him again. You ain't gonna never see him, but you adding them and shit. Like, that shit crazy, bro.
Man, some niggas got that shit bad now. These niggas, everything for the internet, everything.
You think the internet was good or bad for the culture?
It was good for the culture, but bad for the streets.
I feel like the internet was good for all the shit, but social media wasn't as good for the shit. The internet was the way everybody was able to get way more money than ever.
That's what I feel like. That's why I say social media was good. That shit was good financially, but that shit was bad for like the shit that come with music, like the streets, like motherfuckers and get niggas locations. Like, man, I seen niggas go live before. I see, I know exactly where nigga hit off the wall. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not exaggerating.
The way the ground look.
I'm not lying, bro. It's a true story. Yeah, like, I know where nigga be at. Like, I just feel like that part about it, that the this and all that shit, like, it just made it, worse on the political shit that come with rap music and the street shit that go on with this shit. It made it way worse on that. Because back in the 90s and early 2000s, niggas was dissing each other. Niggas never ran into each other. Never ain't have to know where a nigga at. It wasn't no going live. It wasn't no none of that shit. By the time you find out niggas was in this city, they on to the next city. Like, that shit was just bad for the streets. Like, and just rap, you know, rap niggas, that street niggas. Like, a lot of niggas getting indicted off Instagram. Mm-hmm. And songs and shit that's, you know what I'm saying? You know, one thing about them people, they gonna make that shit look like whatever they want to make it look like. Mm-hmm. They make the rules to this shit. They make that shit up as they go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They turn motherfucking rap labels to gangs now. This shit getting easier for them because of the internet. I think it made us more looser too.
Yeah, for sure.
And gullible. All that shit. Like, niggas just got looser.
Right sloppy. There. Your phone right there. You can just say some shit. Especially be on live, motherfucking could be.
Niggas used to know better.
13-year-old motherfucker say, put a comment in your, put a comment on your shit. You'll respond to that.
Yeah.
I just, you don't even know who it is. Huh?
So I just cussed the anger out on GTA the other day. I'm real hard for a Christian
like that. This motherfuckers, mama, and everything. Because you get to instantly show your emotions.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Response, that shit is too much.
Yeah. Man, give us a story like coming up. Give us a story coming up, like a good story that you remember, like, yeah, man, I had a good time around that time.
As far as like, well, I got a lot of revolving what?
Just how much
great time to be alive. Like, what the time like, where you was like, man, that was.
Even now, like now. Like,
it could be some recent.
Since you don't recoup from all the going to Chain Gang, doing all
shit. To smile about.
I ain't gonna lie, I got my first $1 million check. That shit made me super, super happy. You know what I mean? $1 million at one time, that made
legit
me
money.
Yeah, but I not a million at one time on the check side, just money, you know what I'm saying? That shit,
yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I done been.
Watch more of these.
Nah, for sure. That shit turned the nigga up. That shit opened me up to this shit. Man, you wanna keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I'm just one thing that I just did, I just turned down 25,000. I called Jet. I called my man. Like, bitch, I just turned down 25 rack. I'm feeling good. I couldn't wait to do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't nothing that I wanted to do. It wasn't what I wanted. Like, you feel me? So it just made me feel like nigga been grinding, nigga worked hard. Like,
and you could turn down and not even blink.
I got choices. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I done felt powerless before. I never, ever feel like that again. I never make myself put myself in that type of position.
Right.
To feel powerless over no nigga or nothing, no money, no situation, or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I never want to feel powerless again. You heard, so yeah, situations like that. I ain't gonna lie, I done been excited to meet certain niggas. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas, when I first met Juvie, that was exciting for me. You know what I mean? Just as an artist, like, we grew up listening to this nigga. Mm-hmm. Everything about this nigga, like, everything about Juvie, when he used to rap, we walk outside and see everything he was rapping about. We synced that shit, like, mm-hmm. as far as Detroit, like, we connected mm-hmm. with niggas like Juvie, like, 400 degrees, all that. So it'd be situations like meeting niggas like that, just. You know, that made me want to keep going and that shit, you know, that shit get a nigga excited. Like, man, I'm doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
If you can tell you one thing that you're going to say, you got a son, right?
Yeah, I got a son.
What's the main thing that you want to instill in him?
To be a man. You know what I mean? You understand what a man is. You know what I mean? How to conduct himself and be a boss overall. Make decisions for himself, not to be no follower. You know what I mean? Always lead, but lead by example. on my young nigga to show, to know the difference between love, you know what I'm saying, what love really is. You know, I believe love is an action. You can't say you love somebody if you don't show that
shit. And you don't prove it, exactly.
You can't say nothing. You can't say you love anything or anybody if your actions don't align with that. So I want my young nigga to know the difference and be comfortable with itself. Most importantly, I want him to know how to treat a real woman, like a real woman, a good woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to think that shit was cool. We used some dog ass young niggas. You know, we thought that shit was lit, but I don't want that for my son.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure he don't be nothing that I ever was.
That's hard.
I am not.
Mm-hmm. So, like, do you have anything? I always ask this too. Like,
we're going to ride. We're going to keep him here for a minute.
I'll definitely
take y'all to the group. Like,
yeah.
They let him ride, man.
So, I always ask people, like, what do you, like, if you had a bucket list or, you know, something, like a list of things that you wanted to do before you clocked out or whatever, what would it be? So, like, is there something that you want to do, a place that you want to visit, vacation to, or some shit that you've never been, some food that you want to eat, or, like, anything that you want to do before you get up out of here?
Oh, when I get out of probation, I'm going to Mecca.
For real?
Yeah, can't wait.
That's dope. That's dope.
Pretty hard trip. Other than that, like, everything that I'm so aggressive with shit. Like, everything that I be wanting and that I want to do, I did that shit.
You gonna do it, like,
and
right
some
then.
Of this shit, I did that shit before I started making music.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, like, I done accomplished a lot of shit that I wanted to do. I been made my mama smile. That was number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make my mama smile. I done did everything I really wanted to do.
Right.
You feel me? Other shit, like, I don't know, bro. I'm just so burnt out with this shit. Yeah.
If you want doing music, fuck the street shit, what would you be doing? Legitimately,
I'll be fucking with the houses like I do and running the companies that I do got. That's what I'll be doing 100%.
Yeah.
Even if I wasn't rapping, I still would have been, I'd have stopped hustling.
For sure.
I'd have been quit that shit the moment. Once I got indicted, I already knew it was over. It got to be two things. I'm moving silly as hell, or this shit just over. It's sloppy.
Yeah.
And you know, when them mistakes start happening, that's the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over.
That's a lot of niggas' problems, though, because niggas be getting popped and, like, going to jail and all that kind of shit. Get right out. Yeah, and think they outsmarted the system and go right back to the same shit.
I mean, I
have the same results over and over again. Like, that should be crazy.
I can't downplay no nigga hustling. That's what I'm about to say. Like, it's niggas out there hustling right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can't even, you know, you got a lot of people that be like, man, ain't no good outcome of that shit. Like, you know, I would want to say that, but I can't tell no nigga. I just can't tell nobody you're not going to succeed at whatever it is you're doing. You feel what I'm saying? If a nigga got in his mind to succeed, then that's what it is. But realistically, like, from what I say, it ain't been no good outcome from that shit. Like, that shit, it's only two things that come for that. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? They got to have that longevity. You got to figure this shit out. Be smarter with that paper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Find another hustle. Make that shit last. Make that shit work. Save that money up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's what it is, really.
You think you got now really basically, like, with your wife, you got lucky. Because she played a major part. You think she played a major part in you not crashing all the way out?
Like, absolutely. Shit. She got lucky, too. Shit. We both got lucky.
I'm just saying, like, you got lucky enough to find somebody to love. Like,
fuck yeah, I do know that. I know that. You know what I'm saying? You got a good wife too. Like, I think the same shit you be thinking. Yeah. Like, nigga, got blessed. You got to thank God for them type of people. You know what I'm saying? The type of women. Like, I know for sure I got lucky. I felt like I ain't deserve her at times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took advantage of that shit a lot of times. You know what I mean? But it's like, you don't really understand nothing until you ain't got it no more. And, like, when a few times I feel like I ain't had it no more, I understood. I ain't perfect. I still try every day to, you know what I mean, get this shit right and try to be better than what I was yesterday. Nigga ain't perfect, but I do know that I did get lucky.
How hard was it to maneuver, like, because you know the bitches be at a nigga. How hard it be to maneuver from those nigga DM and shit?
I'm so focused on what I'm doing, I don't even pay them no attention. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I gotta be a bitch. Like, you gotta damn that be motherfucking, yeah.
Beyonce run. Like, I know she ain't going, so I'm just finished on that side. Like, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm over that shit. Like, nigga, focus on his money and just other shit. Man, I ain't nothing. Like, I was doing shit prior to, you know, getting a little smarter and jail and all that shit. Like, it wasn't no bitch worth
it. It ain't worth it.
Ain't none of them hoes write me. None of that shit. None of them hoes try to come see me. None of that. And not saying if they was dead, that would have counted for anything, but still, that just only proved my point of what I knew before farther. I even got involved.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit just don't be worth it. Like, as a man, it ain't nothing in this world worth losing a household for. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be a motherfucking fool to risk your household for anything.
But nigga, that shit come with growth, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Shit come with growth.
Yeah, and this niggas make a mistake, but you know, niggas just gotta grow from that shit. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never wanted one niggas just figure out, feel like I found a blueprint and downplay the shit that I used to do. Like, there's a nigga out there doing that shit right now. They don't make that nigga no bad man. He ain't no sucker. Yeah. He ain't no whole ass. Right. He learning.
Yeah.
And if you a good woman, then you gotta understand that man learning.
Right.
But a nigga trying, as long as a nigga trying, you gotta accept that. You feel me? Give a nigga a chance. Like, it's too many. These women's standards so high when they speak on their standards. You know what I mean? That's just with the words.
Yeah.
They standards be to the moon, but they still go for anything. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, the way shit is on social media, the standards be so high, they'll make a good bitch feel like she's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, for real. They'll make a bitch who give her a nigga a chance to make yourself better. Or he's striving. He's trying. You gotta get that something. You gotta acknowledge that.
Yeah.
It's a nigga that been doing his thing his whole life, getting money. It's many temptations. The nigga, man, trying. He genuinely trying. You know, these women on social, they feel like, oh, no, you gotta go. If you can't be with him, bitch, you stupid. That's, they make a good bitch feel like she doing the wrong thing. All along, she doing the right thing.
Then soon the bitch lead a nigga. And she got down, shit ain't clicking like that for her. And she run around and fuck with 2-3 different niggas, then you stupid again.
Right back with her homegirls who ain't got.
You know what I'm saying? But then the bitch is gonna be, your homegirl gonna be still call you stupid. Fair. Homegirl gonna call you stupid for being with a nigga who done cheated on you before, and you stupid if you leave him.
Absolutely.
How you leave him? Fair. You get what I'm saying?
First thing they gonna say is,
bitch, you pushed me.
Bitch,
like,
you told me to leave him. Bitch, yeah. You
no
one told me it was cheating. That's why it's important that you know, the woman you're in love with, revolve herself.
Got her own brain.
Good company, too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, birds of a feather flock together. Yeah. In a sense, though, you know what I mean? You can build a nigga who can't scrap. That don't mean you can't fight. You know, I understand them standards, but in a sense, you know, your lady gonna pretty much talk to her homegirls more than she talk to you about everything. That's just how it is. Like, me and my niggas talk about shit that I'm hiding from my wife, but I just talk to them. That's what we talk about. That's what we dialogue about. Just like her and her friends, they dialogue what they gonna dialogue about. So if she talking to a bunch of nothing ass hoes or a bunch of bitches who can't think for themselves, then she like with some of that shit, you know, just might rub. It might
sink in.
But I don't, why take that risk? You know what I mean? Get you some good women around you. That's it.
Yeah.
You heard?
Scream quiet here. Then she done tore up over that screen.
We good.
I see she keep shouting at them big ass feet, keep kicking the damn cords and shit.
Good game and big facts from Icewell Vezo. Final words for the streets, bro. Final words for the streets. What you want to say?
Rich Up Pints 2, September 3rd.
Nah. We don't want that yet. We want you to give your younger self some advice first.
So I'm gonna give my younger self a compliment.
Nah, I'm saying if you who you are now, right?
Yeah.
If you could talk to you when you were 13.
With the same knowledge that you have right here sitting here to this
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Let that pride go. You know what I'm saying? Watch the niggas around you. Pay attention to them lies. You know what I'm saying? You gotta study, you gotta listen to the truth, but pay attention to them lies as well. You know what I'm saying? I always, later on, I found a lot of truth in the shit that niggas was lying to me about. You know what I mean? Like, and that's a fact. You gotta study them lies. You know what I'm saying? You know, stay thugging. Keep going.
That's crazy.
Shit. Don't never quit, ever. I don't fuck who listening to your mixtape, who ain't. I don't worry about what another nigga got.
Don't count no other nigga pocket. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Focus on yourself and get your own back. Because if you watching niggas around you that's doing good and you ain't doing good, that's only going to lower your self-esteem. And that shit going to make you crash out and do anything. The worst thing you want to do is do anything for the money. Don't just do anything for the shit. And don't make money everything. Don't make that shit number one. Because that shit will take over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't aim for money. I don't even pray for money. I don't pray for money. I pray for peace. You know what I'm saying? I pray for love and good health.
And stability and longevity.
I don't ask God for money.
Yeah.
I don't ask God for that. God willing to provide you anything in the world. There's so much shit that we need outside of that. Not even, it's so much shit that we need before the money.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
To even be able to handle the money when you get it.
If you ain't got that mentality of them basic principles, you're going to lose the money. Or you ain't going to know how to have that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So just stay grounded. Stay focused. I mean, stick to the script. Don't let none of this shit or all this worldly shit motivate you. Move at your own time. Mm-hmm. Don't move on another nigga time. Slow pace. If you got a slow grind, all is well. It's still a grind. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fucking pray. Y'all niggas don't be praying. Y'all got to pray. You heard? I always thank God. That's it. That was really me talking to my young self.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Fuck with that.
Made the salute.
What we got coming?
Rich Off Pints 2, September 3rd.
What about the movie?
Tag the movie coming soon. Price of Love out right now.
Okay.
On Amazon, Prime, Tubi, Google Play, all that shit. Shout out to the guys. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Active Minds too, man. I fuck with them niggas a long way. Up out of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Ill Will. Freebie Allen, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to TJ, man. Appreciate y'all niggas.
We about to come. We do Big Facts Live too, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, we let the audience ask questions. We're going to come to Detroit. We're going to want you on that, bro.
I got
to
do that.
We're going to bring about, what, 3-4 artists from other
dudes.
I'm coming to the shit show on the first too.
Say less. In Detroit. Oh, yeah, we in Detroit. So it's on the
I'm going to be that motherfucker.
Dude. Yeah, we're going to do that. We got to do this live. Let people actually, let the audience ask questions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it. I'm with that.
Many more hours with Vezo, so this is just like the warm up.
Yeah, you know, this is the warm up.
I appreciate y'all niggas too.
I really want some info from you, bro. You know what
I'm saying? Hit him, bro. Respect.
www.bigfaxpod.com. Major salute. Iceware Vezo.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.